The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After some push and pull, companies and workers have settled into a hybrid work schedule, and the economic impacts of working from home a few days a week are just beginning to take hold.
Work from home is going to likely increase long-run labor supply, which will push up growth, help keep down interest rates, be very positive for the entire economy. Millions of people more working is a huge benefit for everyone in terms of less taxes and lower prices.
We'll talk to Stanford University economics professor Nicholas Bloom after the break.
Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Hybrid work schedules becoming the new normal for millions of Americans has had a ripple effect across companies, cities, and workers' lives. Stanford University economics professor Nicholas Bloom tallied up the winners and losers from the work-from-home revolution, and he joins me. So, Nicholas, it's been almost 4 years since the spread of the pandemic forced companies to send most of their office employees to work from home. How have those work-from-home trends evolved to today?
What we've seen is an explosion in work from home levels at the beginning of the pandemic. So about 60% of working days were spent at home in March, April, May 2020. They've been dropping back down as the pandemic's ended. People have returned. But amazingly, throughout 2023, it stabilized. So that drop ended really at the end of 2022, and it's been flat at about 30% of days for the last year now. And it looks like this is really the new normal.
Now let's talk about how that has affected people's careers and lifestyles. Is hybrid work something that people want to do?
Yes, hybrid work is definitely extremely popular. We've surveyed hundreds of thousands by now of Americans, people around the world. They report working from home 2 to 3 days a week is about the same as an 8% pay increase. So they really like it. Perhaps that seems a lot of money, but there's lots of evidence that people really dislike commuting. They hate commuting. And if you work from home 2 to 3 days a week, you save on average about 3 hours of commute. And of course, you can live a bit further away, maybe have a bigger backyard, maybe have a home office.
Hybrid work has meant a shorter commute for a lot of workers. But an issue that many face is the need for childcare. What are the long-term effects likely to be on people's finances?
One effect on childcare that's pretty striking is in the American time use survey, we see that folks that work from home are spending about 40 minutes more a week with their kids. They're saving a lot of commute time. They're spending some of it on leisure, on exercise, watching TV. In fact, sleeping's a big bucket. But more time with children is one of the major uses. And that's incredibly positive for trying to combat some of the damage from lockdown on kids. The other bigger long-run effect is it's going to be easier for a bunch of folks to work. So imagine if you have some kind of disability or maybe looking after young children, or like the case of my parents, you know, at the end of their career, they didn't want to work 5 days a week, but might have been happy to do three. And as a result, work from home is going to likely increase long-run labor supply, which will push up growth, help keep down interest rates, be very positive for the entire economy.
And what will this mean for labor force participation rates?
I could see labor force participation rates rising by 1% to 2% because of work from home. You know, that maybe sounds like a strange or small number, but that is the effect of potentially something like 3 to 4 more million Americans working. What would that mean for everyone listening? A, there are more working Americans. They're paying more taxes. It means more money for spending and less taxes that everyone else has to pay. And B, it helps to provide more goods and services, keeping down price pressures so that inflation isn't as high and so the Fed doesn't have to push up interest rates. So millions of people more working is a huge benefit for everyone in terms of less taxes and lower prices.
We've seen companies and employees engaged in several rounds of battles over return to office policies. How have companies themselves fared as a result of people working from home?
Almost none of them are pushing for a full return. They're normally saying, look, we'd like you back in the office 3 days a week, but very rarely are they pushing for a full 5 days. The reason for this is it's profitable for companies to let employees work from home. It really helps recruitment and retention, and it doesn't seem to damage productivity. So the long run looks like for companies, managers and professionals are typically going to get to work from home a couple of days a week because employees like it, and it makes companies a lot of money. And as a result, if you look across the US, across Europe, millions and millions of companies are doing that. The vanilla of working practices is to let employees typically work from home Monday, Friday.
And as more people work from home, technology like Zoom and Google Meet have become everyday tools. But what other technological changes are we likely to see in the workplace as a result of hybrid work?
The explosion of work from home has generated a technological gold rush for new products to serve that market. So holograms, virtual reality, augmented reality, things that are really going to change the workplace and our ability to work from home and remotely in the next 5 to 10 years. It's hard to see a lot of these things now. If you looked back 20 years, no one saw things like Dropbox, no one really saw the rise of video calls like Zoom. And so looking 5 to 10 years out, there will be incredible technologies that make it much easier to work remotely.
For a lot of us, hybrid work and working from home has been an adjustment. But how is this likely to affect the next several generations of workers, where hybrid work will be the default and not a transition?
You see, very interestingly, a U-shape in terms of coming into the office. So folks in their 20s like to actually come in the office on average 3-4 days a week. My older kids' ages and my students, they say they want to be mentored. They find it social. They often don't have great home environments. People in their 30s and 40s look like they want to spend a bit more time at home. They typically have young kids, a bigger house. And then when folks are in their 50s again, they tend to be empty nesters and they may be more comfortable going in. So it's not that we're going to see a generation or a cohort of people forever remote. It's more that particularly for people in their 30s and 40s looking into the future, they're more likely to be at home, say, 2-3 days a week that fits in with their lifestyles.
That's Stanford University economics professor Nicholas Bloom. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Rachel Wolf to discuss who to tip and how not to overtip during the holidays. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.